Let's go to Tammy in Meadville, Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. Hi, Tammy.
Well, good evening. Thank you for taking my call, and happy birthday for you, Doc.
Okay, and George.
In June.
in June as well. Thank you. So my question is, my dog, Greyhound Mix, we took her to the vet on Monday. They sent in biopsies. We thought she had a, she's been having respiratory problems, breathing with raspiness. They sent in for some slides. Her glands in her neck are swollen. They did not see clumps of cells in what they had taken for the biopsy, so they sent out what he did see was single cells of he's not sure what.
Mm-hmm.
But the glands in the neck are
okay.
swollen.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. How old's the dog?
We believe she's probably 7.
Okay, and how much does she weigh?
45 pounds.
Okay, now, does she have a history of any skin problems or chewing on her toes or licking her toes or anything like that?
No.
Okay, and how long does she have this respiratory stuff?
I'm thinking probably a month and a half or two.
Hmm.
Okay, and did she have a fever?
Not that we're familiar with, no.
Okay. And one last question. Is she eating dry dog food or canned dog food?
Dry.
Okay. I want you to switch her to canned because almost all dry dog food has gluten in it. Even if it says gluten-free, it's got oats in it. It's gluten. The gluten in oats is called gliadin. And so dogs are extremely sensitive to gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So I'd switch the dog to a canned dog food. We have a supplement for dogs and cats and foxes and parrots and all kinds of weird pets and things like that, and it's called Arthrodex. Now, it's not just for arthritis, but we call it Arthrodex. It's a crystal, and it's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight for the dog. One, okay, and so the dog weighs what?
45,
okay, so two scoops of the Arthrodex every day, two of the EFAs at breakfast and two of the EFA pluses at dinner time. And I would also throw in what we call the BTT 2.0 tablets, which are the antioxidants and the anti-inflammatory. And I would grind up a couple of those tablets and put them in the canned dog food for the dog.
Yeah, you've got a pet division.
Yes, it's called for tails only.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, George. Yes, exactly. It's called for tails only. And, again, we deal with over 900 different diseases for pets. And people forget that all vertebrates, whether you're a hummingbird or an elephant or a porpoise or a snake or a human being or an ostrich or a koala bear, it doesn't matter. All vertebrates require the same 90 essential nutrients, and all vertebrates will get the same diseases if they don't get the same 90 essential nutrients. And so this is why I treat people like dogs and they get better, and I treat dogs like people and they get better. And so, I have to say that I see so many pets that are being fed, you know, dry cat food, dry dog food. When you read the ingredients, you just want to cry because you know there's things going on. They're not able to absorb the nutrients that you're giving them. And so you got to get rid of the bad stuff so they can absorb the good stuff. Their intestines have to heal. It might take a couple of weeks to heal. But in the meantime, you're going to lay the nutrients on them. And then they get all these sort of bizarre low-grade infections and all this other stuff going on, because your immune system requires these nutrients to perform at 100%.